The readings for this Sunday and actually last Sunday have been chosen from the Daily Office Lectionary, which is a separate lectionary not used on Sundays when we celebrate the Eucharist. But I have been struck by how these readings have been so appropriate for our times and these days. In the reading from Exodus, we hear that Moses needs two things to lead God's people. One is something physical, a sign of leadership, a sign of his authority. And he already has it, but he doesn't know it. That is his staff, his walking stick. But he needs God's power to work through that staff, to be displayed so that he can work with God. That staff will let God part the sea and provide water and save the Israelites from disease and danger. The other thing that Moses needs is courage. Courage that will give him thoughtful speech. He doesn't think that he can speak well enough or eloquently enough to be a leader. And some of the Jewish philosophers and scribes and rabbis believed that it's possible Moses suffered from stammering, and that is why he pleads for eloquent speech. God promises Moses that the words he speaks will be words from God. They will not be solely his own, but words inspired and empowered by God. God will guide his lips and teach Moses all that he needs to say. We also need two things to face our present challenge. We need some material strength. We need soap and water and gloves and protection and careful handling of packages and items and physical distancing. We need all those things, all those tangible means, those tangible ways that keep us, ironically, less tangible, so that this disease is reduced in its spread and slowed to a crawl. The other thing we need, intangible as well, is guidance, wisdom, careful speech, informed facts and decision making. We need to know that God is the inspiration for the careful and thoughtful words that will comfort and lead us during these difficult days. We need to know that God is behind all wisdom, behind the gifts of healthcare workers, behind the gifts of researchers to know everything there is to know about this virus and how best to protect us. We need to know that God is truly helping us by inspiring those who would lead us. So we need tangible assistance, material protections that keep us safe. We also need knowledge and facts, spiritual protection and inspiration that will keep us hopeful and grounded and secure in the faith and love that sustains us all. Amen.